When a public or private institution is in trouble, there's a decent chance that Mike Smith will get a phone call. The former Human Services Secretary has been tapped to help troubled institutions from Burlington College to Fairpoint Communications. The Green Mountain Care Board, the state's healthcare regulator, recently asked Smith to lead a review of the cost-effectiveness of many of the programs at the University of Vermont Health Network. Vermont Public's Bob Kenzel sat down with Smith earlier this week to discuss his new oversight role and the challenges facing Vermont's healthcare system.
You've got a lot of experience in state government dealing with healthcare. Let's step back and take a look at the overall condition of Vermont's healthcare system. I'd love to get your thoughts on that. Some people think we're really at a tipping point now, that unless some major changes are made, this system is in dire financial shape. What do you think?
I think they're correct. I think we're in a perilous situation right now. We have issues with affordability, we have issues with quality, and we have issues with access. And I think, you know, those are really at a precarious point at this point. I mean, we have our largest insurer who's in financial problems. We have costs that we can't afford in our healthcare system, especially in hospitals and other areas as well.
Do you think we need to rethink the role of our 14 hospitals in the state and whether or not Vermont can financially maintain this many hospitals?
Yeah, I do. And one of the things that obviously is part of the charge that AHS, the transformation that AHS is looking at right now, is how to do that. And that doesn't necessarily mean closing down hospitals. It may mean changing their role in some ways in various places. But I think, as the Oliver Wyman report pointed out, you know, we have a serious problem in this state in terms of trying to finance as many hospitals as we have. And therefore, I think we need to look carefully on how do we sort of reconfigure this healthcare delivery system, not eliminate it, but how do we reconfigure this healthcare system in order to make it viable and cost effective?
You mentioned that there's some other states that have the same demographics that Vermont has, but don't suffer the same kind of increase in healthcare costs. What are they doing that Vermont's not doing?
Well, I'm going to be looking at that as we move forward. I don't have the silver bullet for you on this one, but it is certainly something that I'm going to look at and understand what they're doing. Maine, for example, may have lower costs than we do. What are they doing differently than we are in Vermont? That's one of the questions I'm going to be looking at as we sort of delve into this as a team. What are other states doing that we're not doing?
I mean, when we talk about costs, we have administrative costs. We have just the cost of providing that care. You wrote a letter that was pretty scathing about the leadership at the UVM Health Network in terms of them getting some pay raises at the same time that they were making some healthcare cuts. But aren't the administrative costs really just a fraction of the whole?
Well, they're a part of the whole. I wouldn't say they're a fraction of the whole. They're a part of the whole. Part of my charge is to look at those administrative costs, see where they are. But they're millions of dollars. Administrative costs are millions of dollars. It all depends on how you cost allocate the various costs within the healthcare system, and that's something we're going to be looking at. There are perhaps savings in those administrative costs that could help us in the cost of delivering healthcare in this state. I intend to look at it. We intend to look at all costs. You know, there's the delivery of sort of the healthcare costs and the delivery of the administrative costs as well. And where can we find savings? Where can we be more efficient? Where can we be more effective?
Do you think Vermonters are going to have to accept some realities about their future healthcare system that might be tough to accept?
I think what Vermonters really are after is equity across the system in terms of if one state is paying lower, why are they paying lower versus in healthcare costs versus Vermont? I think that's what Vermonters are looking at.
Mike Smith, many thanks for sharing your thoughts about the future of Vermont's healthcare system.
Well, Bob, I appreciate you having me on, and thank you very much.